Parents, Koala Moon is now available on Storybutton, the easiest way to listen to Koala Moon and many other great kid podcasts without having to use your phone or tablet to play the episodes. Save $10 this month when you use the code KOALA at storybutton.com. Listen to all your favourite bedtime stories and more without using a screen. Learn more at storybutton.com. Hey, Abby here. You can listen to this episode in full by joining the Coco Club today. You'll unlock the weekly Wednesday episode, enjoy ad-free listening, and help support Koala Moon so we can keep making the show. Sign up on Apple Podcasts, or for all other podcast players, click the Supercast link in the show notes. Anyway, here's a preview of this very special episode. Isla's grandmother had recently moved to a new home. Isla hadn't seen it yet, but she'd spoken to her grandmother on the phone a few times now, and her grandma always sounded very chirpy and chipper when they chatted. Grandma said that she loved it at her new home, and she couldn't wait to show Isla around when she eventually came to visit. Isla begged her parents for weeks to take her to grandma's new house so that she could see it for herself. But they were much too busy to make the journey. That is, until one Saturday morning, when Isla's mum and dad announced that today they would visit Grandma. Isla jumped for joy. She couldn't wait to see her grandma, and instantly got dressed into her favourite pair of dungarees, her new pink sneakers that flashed with lights every time she stomped her feet or clicked her heels. She'd waited to show her grandma them for ages. Mum and Dad strapped Isla's little brother Freddy into his car seat, and Isla buckled herself in by his side. Dad had said that it would take an hour to drive to Grandma's new home, but Isla didn't mind. She had packed a couple of books in her backpack that she was going to read to Freddy on the journey there. Isla was doing very well with learning to read at school, and she loved sharing her new skill with her baby brother. She read to Freddy almost every night now before bed. With Isla and her brother safely strapped into their seats, Mum and Dad climbed into the front of the car and they all set off to Grandma's new home. An hour later, they arrived. But Isla was surprised at how different Grandma's house looked now. Before, Grandma had lived in a bungalow with Grandad in the middle of a town. They had a long garden, which Grandma grew lots of flowers and vegetables in, and a sprawling front lawn that Grandad kept immaculate by mowing the grass and trimming the hedges. Their bungalow had three bedrooms, so that Isla and her family could stay and sleep whenever they visited. And they had a big cosy living room with a toy box full of games that Isla loved to play with. It was a home that was just for them. But now, Grandma's new home appeared to be very different. As they drove down a winding road, surrounded by large stretches of green grass, Isla could see a huge house in the distance. Out front, lots of cars were parked up and there was a stone fountain spurting water into the air in front of a giant front door. Their car got closer, and Isla spotted benches placed around the edges of the grass, with several different families sitting on them. There were children, parents and grandparents, even a little dog or two, all together, sitting and happily chatting in the sun. This seemed like a very nice place for families to spend time together. Isla wondered if these children were meeting their grandmas here too. Does Grandma share her home with all these people? Isla thought to herself. Listen to the full episode by joining the Coco Club. Unlock the entire back catalogue of Coco Club exclusives and enjoy all episodes completely ad-free.